PCHM ED, directing for Dr. Tahir Muhammad, date of service is January 23, 2013. Patient name is Mitchell Lazar, MITCHELL LESUEUR. Date of birth is 9/12/1992. Period next paragraph. Primary care physician is Baker W. Charles, BAKER space W dot space CHARLES. Address is 3956 Mount Elliott Road, Detroit, Michigan 48207. Fax number is 313-925-0472. Phone number is 313-925-4540. Period next paragraph. Cardiac clinic note. Next paragraph. Reason for visit. Follow up. Next paragraph. Dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Mitchell Lazar with no significant past medical history. He is a very pleasant 20-year-old African medical man. He is in our cardiac clinic today. The reason for follow-up visit. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient has been complaining of chest pain associated with shortness of breath and lightheadedness occasionally, but denies any orthopnea and PND. Period. The patient also denies. The patient also complains of palpitations off and on. Period. The patient denies any syncope or near syncope or any headaches or blood vision. Period. The patient also denies any leg pain when he walks or any varicose veins or change the color of the limbs or bilateral pedal edema. Period. The patient right now is taking just vitamin D supplements and follows up with the primary care physician regularly. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Past medical history is not significant. Period. Next paragraph. Pathological history is non-contributory. Period. Next paragraph. Social history. The patient denies smoking any cigarettes, but does and also denies any alcohol use, but admits that he used to smoke marijuana and he is around the people who smoke marijuana, but he says that he does not smoke right now. Period. Next paragraph. Family history. Family history is significant for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, coronary artery disease. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient has no known drug allergies. Period. Next paragraph. Current medication. Currently, the patient is taking vitamin D supplements once a week. Period. Next paragraph. Physical examination. Next paragraph. Vital sign. On today's visit, patient blood pressure is 101/57. Heart rate is 51 beats per minute. Weight is 160 pounds. Height is 6 feet 1 inch. Period. Rest of the physical examination. Please copy and paste from the template of normal physical examination. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. Please copy and paste all the diagnostic investigations. Laboratory tests, or echocardiogram, EKG, stress test, Holter monitor, labs, extra lumbar spine, and extra sacroiliac joint from the dictation number 28/2012. Cardiac consultation note, page number 2, page number 3. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment and plan number one is chest pain. The patient is complaining of mild chest pain associated with shortness of breath. Period. We did a stress test back in May 9th, 2012. Which was non-significant. So right now we just continue to monitor the patient closely in this regard. Period. The patient, we will follow up the patient in a period of 2 weeks to go over with the symptoms again. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is valvular heart disease. As per the echocardiogram of July 25th, 2012, the patient has moderate to severe TR with moderate PR. Period. The patient's ejection fraction was 65 to 70%, which was normal. So right now we just continue to monitor the patient closely in this regard, and we will follow up the patient in a period of 2 weeks to go over the symptoms again. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is palpitation / bradycardia. The patient's primary concern of visit on today's visit was his bradycardia. As he went to the ER on Saturday night, because of the reason that his heart rate was 39 to 50 beats per minute, associated with increased blood pressure. So we have recommended the patient to wear Holter monitor for the 48 hours, and we will see him back in a period of 2 weeks to go over the results of the Holter's monitor. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is connective tissue disorder. The patient has been seeing a rheumatologist for this regard. The patient has also had a negative ANA as well as the rheumatoid factor value of 9.8. As the patient has a family history of rheumatoid arthritis, it might be his symptoms might be related to it. So for that purpose, we have recommended the patient to follow up with his primary care physician for the continuity of care as well as his rheumatology for the concern in this regard. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Mitchell Lazar. Our phone number has been provided to him to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Mr. Mitchell back in a period of 2 weeks to go over the results of how to monitor period. In the meanwhile, he is instructed to see his primary care physician for the continuity of care. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Ahmed, returning for Dr. Tahir Mohammed. Period. Next paragraph. This is the end of dictation.